This is a podcast about how we at Natiq can make a difference in the communities we are serving. Most of my podcasts are in Arabic, but this one, I really wanted to have an English copy of it. So just to introduce to you what we have been doing to make a difference in our communities, and maybe we can get your support in this particular issue that I will be speaking about in this podcast. One of the main deficiencies, I should say, unfortunately, in the communities we are operating within is the failure to spot a talent. Talents go by without being cultivated and improved and helped to succeed in order to have it serve the communities once it is cultivated. We have been in contact with a young man for about 4.5 years now from Oman in the Gulf States. Very young and enthusiastic gentleman, Mr. Nuh Al-Hadidi, who we trained initially on how to use HAL, and we're shocked to feel that he continued to be in touch with us, providing us with suggestions, ideas, bugs to sort and solve. We were very impressed with him until lately. I decided to appoint him as a Natiq champion in Oman and Saudi Arabia and Bahrain. He's been wonderful. He's been a great help for us, and his efforts were very much appreciated. Knowing that he is approaching the completion of his high school studies, he discussed with me the possibilities of helping him getting admission to a renowned university to study computer science. You know, this is something that is not possible in the Middle East. So I decided to help. We brainstormed together, and I decided to write some letters. One of the letters was sent to a dear friend of mine, Mrs. Barka Al-Bakri in Oman, an exceptional lady who dedicates most of her time, now that she's retired, and a lot of her money and resources to help blind people in Oman. Mrs. Al-Bakri immediately acted, contacting Her Highness Sayyida Aliya bint Thuwaini Al Saeed, a member of the royal family in Oman, who discussed the situation and the talent of Mr. Nuh Al-Hadidi with the concerned Minister of Education. Then immediately they approved a scholarship for him. He was extremely happy, and he contacted me, informing me that now comes the task of finding a suitable university that he can attend. This is where I need your help. I would like for all our partners and friends and any people who are interested to help us, to tell us what would be a great university for Mr. Nuh Al-Hadidi, who is extremely talented, to attend. This is also an opportunity for us to speak about how an entire community come to the help of a young, talented, blind Omani to excel. We wish him all the luck. We will be there for him, and we will do whatever is possible to make sure he succeeds. I would like for you, who wherever you are, to provide us with your feedback and how we can make this a successful experience and an example which can be referred to in the future. Mr. Nuh Al-Hadidi has an approval for a full scholarship. We're only needing your help in deciding where in this world to send him. We have some ideas, but I would like to hear your opinions. That would be a great help. This is yani much appreciated. This is Auda Hazim of Nautic Technology sending you all the best. Thank you.